Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day. As we approach the weekend of July 4th, we greet the holiday with family, friends, barbecues, maybe even bonfires and fireworks. But let's not forget that this date marks the birth of a great nation with the freedom and prosperity, the likes of which the world has never seen before. See, when our founding fathers, forefathers, fought the War of Independence against the British Crown, they signed the Declaration of Independence in the Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776. The signers had pledged to each other this, in quote, "And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor," end quote. See, the Bible says righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. These founding forefathers considered their honor to be the highest possession they had. They were righteous people, and therefore God blessed this nation because of its righteousness and firm reliance upon Him. Today, America stands as a beacon for liberty, hope, and opportunity. In the early days of our republic, we had representatives of America go to Europe for support for the war effort that we had. And all the nations of Europe, or many of them, asked of this new nation that didn't have much of a lineage, "What do you have to offer to put on the table?" Towards which the response was a resounding, unequivocally, freedom. See, the one thing that America offers that no other nation offers like it is freedom and liberty. In Independence National Historic Park in Philadelphia, PA, stands the known Independence Liberty Bell. Where the infamous crack is a scripture verse of Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10, that reads, "And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof." Even though America is not without her flaws, faults, shortcomings, and sins, a civil war decimated many homes in America during the 1860s over the sin of slavery. We had the mistreatment of Native Americans and other groups and minorities on our ledger. Like Julia Ward Howe wrote in her song, "America the Beautiful, may God mend her every flaw." We as a nation have gone away from the God that has established her mightily. Still, despite this, in the harbor of Ellis Island stands Lady Liberty, welcoming immigrants with open arms, the world to see. But my question today is, what will become of this great nation, this pinnacle of the world? Will she continue on strong, or will she fall? See, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." See, the only way that God is going to continue to bless this nation greatly and mightily is if we have, as a people, in humility, draw nigh to the Lord that established us. President Ronald Wilson Reagan, the 40th president of America, quoted this, "If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under." John Adams, our second president of America, quoted this, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day.